Once again, to share with you some real value. You know that when we're on target, we're going to bring you something that is going to support your life, your quality of life, your ability to be here and create more joy, pleasure, fulfillment in your life. And today we have a special, special guest. We have to get ready because, as you know, with the changes on the planet, young people are coming through with some incredible, incredible gifts. And a shining example today is my guest, A.J. Barrera. He is internationally acclaimed as a medium, and he has brought a whole new wonderful sense of humor and style that he blends with a straightforward and sincere approach while doing his work either with groups of people or in private sessions. An amazing psychic medium, A.J. has touched the lives of thousands of people with his ability to predict new revelations that things will come forward while communicating with people's departed loved ones who are now on the other side. And of course, the surprise is that AJ, since the age of 15, has had this amazing ability to communicate with spirits on the other side, acting as a middleman between the physical plane and those who are on the other side. And he has been able to facilitate post-death connections between thousands of people and their deceased loved ones with, yes, breathtaking accuracy. And we all know the pain of losing someone. And those of us left behind to grieve often wish for a second chance to say things that were left unsaid. Well, through AJ, what had been thought to be impossible now becomes possible. Yes, and over the course of 10 years of practicing his mediumship, AJ has risen to be one of the most accurate and, yes, youngest mediums in the country. At the age of 19, he made his debut on a Los Angeles radio show called Angels in Waiting, and AJ provides his clients with jam-packed information to know that their loved ones are still around them, and he has clientele literally all over the planet. A couple of years ago, at the age of 21, he became known as the medium to the rock stars and a celebrity psychic medium. This young man has skills way beyond his years and a wonderful personality to share. I am so glad, beloved listeners, to introduce you to A.J. Barrera. A.J.?
Hey, how you doing, kid?
Better now that you're here.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I better, first of all, give your website out to people because I know they're going to want to take a look at this. It's www.ajbarrera, spelled B-A-R-R-E-R-A.com. And, of course, because there can be a number of people that may want to ask questions of you, let me give out that toll-free number to call in here to BBS Radio, which would be 877-876-5227. And for those up in Canada, 888-815-9756. Or for those out of the country, 530-876-3222. And AJ, please, you have such an amazing story. Would you kind of give us a little detail on what's it like being a young medium?
Absolutely. My actually theory, actually as a medium or as a psychic, came up very oddly, if you will. My career started as a psychic medium was more so as a curiosity process. So my main theory was to debunk psychics and mediums, to prove to a lot of people that there was no way making the connection. There's no way that there's actually these people out there on TV, on radio, talking to the dead, or they say they can communicate with the dead, if you will, and working with tarot cards. So from 6th grade to 8th grade, I had a deck of tarot cards myself, and I started working on them, trying to debunk the process. And over the course of 3 years, I figured, hey, you know, maybe I'm just a good guesser. Maybe I'm just guessing all this information for, you know, these 3 years with all these people. Well, little did I know, I actually had the ability to communicate with their side on the behalf of my mentor, Alan Marin, who discovered my gift as a medium to connect with the other side. I knew I was able to connect with energy itself, which is tarot cards, crystal balls, things of that nature. But over those course of years, I ran to my mentor. She guided me underneath her wings and continued to let me to appreciate and value my gift. And she's the one that made it aware that I had the ability to communicate with her. She did not know me, nor I didn't know her. And she was this lady took on this needle in a haystack, if you will, and saw, you know, a rock basically shining somewhere in the turf, if you will, and shined it up basically and polished it up, made it into something more valuable, if you will. So I owe my work a lot to her, but also to my guys, to a lot of the people that supported my work, you know, coming from a Catholic background. People thought it was devil's work. People thought it was bad. And, you know, after discovering this gift and studying religion and spirituality, I tell people, you know, as long as you understand, you know, how Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, Judaism, how all these religions blend, they blend beautifully together if you can understand how spirituality and religion work. You know, they blend beautifully. So my process was to understand and put out the awareness to people that the soul still survives after death. And that has always been my main theory, but also to help parents and children that need to move forward with using energy and direction in their life.
Hmm. Oh, boy. That's huge. That's huge. And I'm just curious, your work, I would suspect that it's, has this been well received within your own family and in friendship now that you've established yourself? Have they become believers?
Absolutely. You know, what happened was, actually started with, you know, no one didn't believe me because they saw me as the same old age they grew up with, the same age that was, you know, from Adams, you know what I mean, from high school, from junior high school. So family members recognized my gift as being more so as, you know, not real or fake. So after making my radio debut at the age of 19 here in L.A., that's when everyone became aware of my gift and became more aware and giving love and giving me some support. You know, my parents weren't big believers of this work, didn't support the work at all. And after making my radio debut, they became the biggest fans and biggest supporters because there was, like, no way this kid can possibly know, you know, people's information, personal information about people going into ICU and what they're seeing, et cetera, et cetera. So that's when my parents became the biggest believers because this is all over the phone when I was doing these sessions. You know, I'm in the studio telling these people information, and, you know, I don't know none of these people. I was 19, I was a kid just discovering my gift, and things just took off from there. You know, now people accept it more so than anything else, and some people use it to their own advantage, if you will. You know, they want to take advantage of my gift as something else, or take advantage of who I am because of where I am in my life, basically. And I try to pull myself away from those type of energies that are either going to knock me down or pull me down, if you will.
Oh, sure. And is that one of the things, because I know you do some trainings, right, to help people? I mean, you not only have a gift, but could you describe a little bit about what it's like with your trainings?
Absolutely. You know, I specifically went to this work, you know, to work, you know, to put out the awareness, to give, you know, healing and love. And after doing so many readings, I discovered a lot. I just don't want to do readings. I want to research this process. I want to do more about this. I want to give something more back to the people, to the community. So I actually started researching more and being more developed with this work. I started working, you know, doing workshops and teaching people and showing them how to connect with their inner strength, how to connect with their unlimited potential that they have. So here I am training people with this psychometrizing, which is holding an object and sensing energy off and pulling energy off and reading into it, making the awareness for parents and children. You know, that has been my main goal, was to work with parents and children after the fact of researching it, because there are so many children that are coming into this world that are indigo crystal children that have this ability or have this gift, and they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to use it. And coming from my perspective as growing up with this gift, not really growing up with it, but being, you know, from 13, 15 years old and up, people felt comfortable bringing their children, bringing their kids into me, and teenagers, and parents felt comfortable because they thought I was like one of their own kids, because I'm not going to be rude about it. I'm not going to be all scientific about it, but, you know, I am going to be scientific about to the point to how to describe it, what's real, what's not. So here I am focusing with children how to tap into it, you know. What's your father look like, or what does your grandfather look like? I mean, how can these kids discover these abilities or know these loved ones without not even meeting some of these people, without seeing pictures of them? So my main theory was to push them, if you will, to push them into energy and using energy that they did not know that they had. And without having an instructor or medium or mentor pushing them, I would not be where I am today. So that has been my point, was to give back that what I was searching for when I was at that age, to give back to parents that are, you know, worried about the children that need some guidance. You know, I do a lot of youth ministries and work with youth as well. So I try to keep my religion, my spirituality, but also keep myself balanced with both sides of me, basically.
Oh, okay. Now, is there any kind of advice that you would give? I guess there's two groups that jump to mind. There's the indigo children or the young children that are very sensitive, that may be having trouble bringing these gifts forward and being accepted for them. And then there's parents that want to help their children. So I don't know if there's any little pieces of advice you could help with those two groups.
Well, absolutely. You know, for the children that are intuitive crystal children, you know, my main thing was always to, in a sense, to either, you know, write things down, keep a journal, keep something that you can have in handy in the car, a piece of paper, a pen with me. I always carry paper and pen with me, no matter where I'm at. Either something comes to me, a thought, a word from the divine or from my guide, you know. I do believe this work comes from a higher source, a good source, if you will, not from a negative. So my main thing was always to influence the child, or the parent to influence the child. If they say, my child is afraid, or my child doesn't have the gift, or they have the gift but they don't want to use it, thing is, take them out, you know, take a piece of paper, get Crayolas, get colored pencils, help them draw what you see, what you're feeling, write down your dreams. I mean, I try to get everything out on paper so I can dissect it myself, because I see myself as that age. What did I do? How did I discover my gift? What made me more aware of this gift for children? So that's my main thing for parents, to give to their children, and for children, you know, for parents that have children, that say, well, maybe they are afraid of it. While those parents think that their child is afraid of it, the thing is just to nurture it, say everything's going to be okay, everything comes from a divine, from a higher source, a good source, and to not be afraid of it. If you don't want to motivate your child and go into it, or you want to shut them down off to it, then close them off to it, basically, because my work has always been about, you know, giving back and helping other people. And if a parent can comfort their child in a nurturing way, saying, okay, grandma's okay, and grandma wants to talk to you, or grandma wants to say this, or grandfather wants to say that, then deliver those messages as a mediator, if you will, you know, delivering these messages from the child to the mother, from the mother to the child, because you had to feed off each other's energies, but also give comfort, but also know that it comes from a good place, if you will.
Hmm. Yeah, now, are you finding acceptance? You said you grew up in a, you know, in a Christian Catholic community. Sometimes there's concerns about this and the source of it. Are you making headway in that area?
You know, things have been great now working with that type of area. You know, my background as a Catholic has been kind of etchy, if you will. You know, I have a Catholic background, kind of look around my religion or church, if you will, on the subject, what I did for a living. So they kind of pushed me away from the church. After, you know, they found the recognition of my work and started the new more media, more popularity, a year and a half, you know, afterwards, they invited me back to the church and wanted to do this, wanted to do that. And it became, you know, their thing was because of who I was, why they wanted me back, not because of what I was, if you will. So I chose to keep myself grounded, and I still work with the youth, with ministries as much as I can and as possibly, you know, try to expand that work with, you know, bigger and better things as well with the youth ministries. the work, the Catholic background, I'm seeing a lot more people being more open-minded from, you know, Hispanic culture, from Latinos, Puerto Ricans, things of that nature coming out, because as Latinos, Hispanics, things of that nature, it's looked as the devil's work. It's looked bad, and, you know, a lot of Hispanics come to us in quiet, don't want to go into it. So I joke around with a subject. I tell people also, you know, you guys think it's the devil's work. Why it's the devil's work? Because you guys grew up that way. You guys see this because you grew up that way. If you understand and appreciate the gift that God gave us for all knowing and born knowing all this information, then we're unlimited to our fullest potential. Just put it out there and what we're going to do with it and how we're going to work with it. So I see a lot more Hispanics and, you know, people that have come from that very strong Catholic background coming to Ford in private sessions, and privately not telling family members, hey, you know, I'm coming for a reading, don't tell this or tell that. So I do see this opening up a lot more for strict backgrounds as well, if you will, but also, you know, Roman Catholics as well.
Well, to me, that's very gratifying. Biblically, one of the favorite expressions in John 14:12 speaks of Christ saying, if you follow my way, then the works that I have done, the miracles that I have done, these you will do, and greater things than I have done you will do. That's a powerful, powerful statement from Jesus the Christ. And here you are, actually living some of that out and finding a pathway where you can be accepted for that rather than considered, oh my gosh, this is the work of the devil or whatever. So I think that's beautiful, AJ.
Thank you. And you know, that's what I try to do. I try to keep my seed going, but also keep everyone else's seed going and try to put like a seed plant into them. You know, I try to, you know, when I do seminars and stuff or workshops with all these people in it, I tell people, you know, not everyone's going to get rid in this public demonstration. You know, maybe a handful of you guys, maybe, you know, a dozen of you guys may get rid. It all depends what spirit directs me to. But, you know, those, I believe that people get rid and get information either directly or indirectly. Directly meaning that you get rid physically by a medium, by a psychic or two. Indirectly, where you get read by hearing another person's information, you go, oh my God, that was just like my reading, that could have been me, everything that he's saying could be just like me. Well, when people get read indirectly, I tell people, you know, what happened is that God, you know, or our loved ones, our angels, whatever you want to call them, spirit guides, planted a seed for us. That seed was planted for you to share with someone else. So even though that reading was like yours, that was a seed being planted and dissected for you to discover your own inner strength, your own potential that you have at making your own connection, not by a third-party person, but through a higher self.
Ah, wow. Now, are you doing workshops or events that are coming up that people would want to know about?
You know, I do like maybe workshops maybe twice a year, if that. I try to keep my schedule not too busy. I try to keep myself on the go. More so, I do a lot more readings. I do a lot public events. Most of my events are going to be here in California. Haven't headed out to the East Coast. I may be heading out to San Diego possibly in August, September. Maybe heading out there, you know, public demonstration out there as well, setting up a couple shows. So it's more so putting it out there and expanding the awareness out there. Most of my workshops consist of discovering your psychic mediumship abilities and discovering what they are and how to be used. My public demonstrations are for people that are curious about the work or don't know how the work, how the process of mediums work. Well, go to a public demonstration, not to mine, maybe to another one, and discover how mediumship works or psychic mediumship works. And, you know, I tell people it's a process, it's a demonstration to see how each individual works, if you will.
Sure. Sure, and I'm curious because it was indicated in your biographical information that you've become connected to some of the people in music and to the rock stars and celebrities, and I guess a pretty exciting door, I would think.
You know, absolutely. You know, most of the time when I read for celebrities or people in the music or whatever entertainment business, whatever you want to call it, it all happens through word of mouth or through listening to a radio show or listening to some show or God puts things together, basically the way I see it. And the way it happened, the way I read for my first celebrity was one of the members of Earth, Wind & Fire. And this lady goes, oh, you know, I'm related to them, blah, 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 or, you know, here's the husband, and you know, for me, people try to get things for free or want things for free, and I didn't believe her. Well, in the following week, she sends me all the stuff over, autographed this, and posters, and CDs, and everything, invited me down to the house, and did reading for them and read for other musicians, so it, for members for the Mama and Papa. So it became thing one after the next, and boom, 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 everything started going up. So I discovered my gift as just being a normal guy. You know, I tell people, these are, you know, individuals that are gifted. Yeah, they're celebrities. Yeah, they're musicians or actors, models, but they're gifted in this way. They're gifted in music. They're gifted in this or that. So I just tell people they're normal people. But when I read for these people, some of these people are so highly spiritual, it blows me away, because I go, wow, you know, you would never know. And to get personal with some of these celebrities, it's unbelievable, because, you know, all my stuff is confidential, but, I mean, some of the stuff that I read for, it's just unbelievable, some of these people that they have discovered or where they are in their lives and how things have changed for them. So it's amazing.
Well, that's exciting, because we're at a time where we want to communicate some higher values to people, and you and some of the people in the entertainment industry, as we start to see a rise of spirituality with people that are prominent, I think that opens a pathway for more people to connect to spirit through those that are more prominent and influential. And it looks like you're just well connected in that arena, AJ. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it's amazing to see, like, a lot of these, you know, people in the entertainment business come out and, you know, and quiet, or don't want people to know, or this or that, or come out to seek a reading. And it's funny to see some of these people that you would least expect to seek a reading or to seek this or seek advice. And it's most of the time either the inner guidance that they really want, or they're looking for something to unleash, something to open up for them, to make them heal. And that's what the process of this work is about, healing, about living the life openly, if you will, and move forward with your life, and not to hold regret, not to hold grudges, and not to think negative, but project positive thoughts out there. Whatever I'm vibrating is what the person is attracting. Whatever the person is attracting is what they're vibrating. So it's kind of like the laws of attraction, the laws of love, if you will. You know, whatever you put out there is going to come back to you in the same format, if you will.
Now, I'm curious, speaking of the law of love and law of attraction, you have, of course, much more experience in this arena. When you're doing readings, and people have gone to the other side, I'm assuming that most of the messages that you get are of a positive, loving nature. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, there will be times where I receive information from the other side, or from my guides, or from their guides. They'll, you know, I don't censor anything, because I believe if I'm getting some information, there's a reason why I should deliver it. So when I receive information, I can get information about a person having cancer, about a person getting cancer, about a person having this diagnosis or that. And it's weird, because, you know, I was looking into medical when I came across this path, was looking into medical. Well, so that I know if my medical knowledge or medical information, a little bit that I had, helps me in the work that I have, you know, when I describe things, or when I see things. So I'll tell a person, well, you have to go in your thyroid and check in this area, get a T3, T4 scan, or blah, blah, blah. You have to check your blood for this and that. So the work that I has helped me out as I'm discovering the gift. But so I don't think it's really negative, if you will. I think it just helps the person. But a lot of people don't want to hear that information. But I tell people, if I'm getting it this way, there's a reason why I should deliver it.
Okay. Well, that's so important. So people should be open to that.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, and I don't know if I could ask a favor. I know my brother and I, we've been missing our mom, who passed on November, will be, 2 years ago. And
Before you say anything, I don't want to give you too much information, so we'll just leave it at that. I'll just tune into you right now, if you don't mind me. Is it okay?
Okay.
Well, briefly, I want to go with this, which you already validated mom's definitely over there, which is the number one thing already there. So one thing, I'll take this a step further, what I have to go into. So I had to bring up her more so energy that I had to bring up here, as I had to bring up more so a breaking down plan inside my body. So I'm going to go to you with this mom's condition, because I do feel like this is a condition that she had for a period of time. This is not going to be something that happened unexpectedly. I wanted to say sudden, but not unexpectedly. So this is going to be like almost like a leukemia cancer kind of thing, where I shut down my body. Does that make sense, please?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm also supposed to mail with her now. She's also dropping me into my lower abdomen, so I don't know if there's like abdomen problems or a pancreatic thing that was going on here, but she's highlighting this area as a highlight for me to let you know. I don't think this would cause her passing, but this is something that she had wrong with her. But I do have to bring up her lungs also, so I do feel like there's several things that went wrong with her, because I do feel like a tightness in my chest. So that would be like emphysema or something like lungs condition, respiratory issues that was going on here. Does that make sense, please?
Oh, yeah, she had been on oxygen and her lungs had deteriorated just terribly.
One thing to let you know, do you know if your mom was dehydrated or unable to eat towards the end? Because she's dropping me into lower abdomen, and usually that's something of that nature that they highlight for me.
I believe so. I know she had gone into an elderly care facility for some rehab and then was going to be coming back to my brother's house for some hospice work because it was near the end for her, and she ended up passing on in that healthcare facility of like a nursing home.
Correct. Well, one thing to let you know, she doesn't have this condition anymore. She doesn't have this anymore, so that's one thing why she would come through in that form. But I'm also supposed to meet with her now. Where's like the Angela, the Andrew, the A-N name connected here, please? Either still living or passed over?
A-N?
Yeah, like an Andrew, an Anthony, an Angie that's connected here. If they're still living, hello.
There's her granddaughter, Anitra.
Okay, so it'll be just her way of saying hello to her, basically sending the love to her, basically letting her know she acknowledges her as well. But I'm also supposed to bring up her, and one thing I hate bringing up is like Mary or, you know, but I had to bring up, there definitely has to be like a Margaret or Marie or Mario, the MR name connected here too. Does that make sense, please?
MR.
And that's connected on to mom's side of the family, to even be more specific, not dad's.
Okay. Well, I'm wondering if she's talking about my great aunt Mary.
Is she still living or passed over?
She's passed over.
Okay.
Now,
so it'd be just a way. So it'd be just a way, just acknowledging the information. That's who's over there with her. Then either still living or passed over, just a way popping in as well. But I also have to be with mom's type of condition because I do get the feeling there was no goodbyes. But I get the feeling she did have her goodbyes, more so in the spiritual aspect. So one thing, if you guys felt bad that she didn't get to say goodbye, because I had to highlight you as a lot of white light around it. So I don't know if you did not get to see her physically, or two, there was like physically no verbal goodbyes that I had to bring up here. But one thing she wants to let you know, there are no goodbyes basically. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm also supposed to bring up with her because one thing I have to bring up with love is she sends love to you. She gives you a lot of love, and she wants to let you know that she shines light because I'm getting a lot of white light around you. But I'm also for you to follow the road ahead of you, to follow the path ahead of you, because usually when I see the yellow brick road, it usually means a path that you have to follow, basically. So move forward, whatever you're thinking about doing, because the feeling that I get, it's almost like you feel like there's a roadblock in front of you. Whatever wall that you feel that's directly in front of you, you're able to knock it down and move forward with this work, basically. So if it's either buying a new house or moving to an elsewhere, I do see you as a thumbs up going up. But I'm also supposed to bring up April. So is there a birthday in April, please?
A birthday in April. Wow.
It's like right around the 16th.
Huh.
So either 3 days before it or 3 days right after it. If it's not a birthday, it's going to be like an anniversary, like a death anniversary or wedding anniversary.
Okay, huh, trying to think of what comes to mind at the moment.
Usually I tell people, if you can't remember now, hold on to it, it'll probably come back to you later. Usually when I do that, it happens off right off the bat, basically. So it's just a way to acknowledge the
middle of April.
Yeah, so it's going to be right around the 16th, either 3 days before it or 3 days right after it. Because this is what, and I had to bring more so of a celebration. That's on the same birthday because I bring up celebration balloons, cake, and all that nature. So I had to bring up a celebration going on here. And I do feel like it already passed. That's why I feel like April is connected here, definitely.
Okay.
And I'm also supposed to bring up for the brother as well, for your brother, because I had to bring up for him, thank you as well. So I don't know if you felt guilty in the sense of putting her in there, or you guys felt bad, you guys shouldn't have put her in there, but she's telling me it's okay, like a thumbs up situation, don't worry about me, because it's almost that you guys worry way too much. It's almost as, how do you describe it, you guys feel bad that you guys are not thinking about her all the time, so you guys don't really want to have a good time, because your mind's always on mom. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
So one thing to let you know, it's okay to move on. It's okay to have a good time. So don't think that mom is missing you. That mom is still around to leave spiritually.
Wow. Yep. Boy, you hit that on the head right there for sure.
Well, Well, I always like to give people more so a guidance, or when they channel information, it's more so a feeling they give me. So I try to channel that feeling onto someone else, and I want people to understand that work is a lot about, you know, feeling things and emotions. And I do feel like with your brother has to understand more so than anything else is that to send love to him as a caretaker, as taking care of mom, or being the provider for mom, or trying to take care of mom, that it's okay that he tried his best, or he did his best, or felt guilty for anything. Because I feel like there's a lot of baggage that he carries, rather than, you know, excuse me, not baggage, but luggage that he carries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So one thing you have to drop, it kind of take a new flight and move on to newer things, basically.
Yeah. Oh, and you're getting that's what the message from the other side from our mom.
Absolutely.
Just to lighten up, get on with it, have some fun, and she's okay.
Absolutely, and that's a fun idea because, you know, I tell people, you know, when you're on shows or, you know, when you're on stage with people, you know, I tell people, you can't think about, you know, death is always, you know, death. It's a negative thing. People think it's not really a negative thing. They're actually having a good time. They're enjoying life on their side, and they're not depressed. I mean, we're all depressed. We're all worried about them because I always tell people, what is it to miss something that we don't have? Well, they always have us. We don't have their physical existence, but we have their spiritual existence. So I tell people, just pay attention to your signs and signals. Things come to us more than what we think, basically.
Oh. Now, the subject came up, and maybe you can shed some light on this, that someone passes on, and I've heard this thing about loved ones holding on to them so that they're not able to fully make it or complete their transition. And I'm not sure. Are you familiar with that kind of concept?
Absolutely. You know, the concept of where it comes about that I see people that hold on to a passing, and not necessarily that it stops them from crossing or making that transition, but it stops them from making that transition fully to move on. So if a person had grief from holding on to their father's death or the mother's death, and it's been 10, 17 years or so, then what happens is it holds that energy up from making the transition fully. Yes, the spirit made a transition to the other side, but it hasn't done its work fully to the fullest, basically. So what happens is it puts a hold on that energy and doesn't allow them to move forward. So if we allow ourselves time and energy to heal and say, okay, I know my dad has passed over, I know he's okay, and I gone through the new process, and I know I will meet him again, and I know he's around me, as long as you understand all those values, then you can further move on and detach yourself from that energy and say, I'm going to be okay, they're going to be okay. And that allows them to move on, if you will.
Mm. Ah, okay. So that's an important piece.
Oh, absolutely. To not hold on, and you have to detach yourself to understand where things are allowed or how things are allowed us to move forward. And some of us choose not to move forward and hold on and keep grudges, basically.
Yeah, so if I'm understanding, a person can, like, really let go of a loved one, and yet still have their loving presence and support from the other side. And by letting
Absolutely.
Go, it actually works better than if they're holding on.
Yeah, because, you know, if you let go of them, it gives them the more freedom, the more free will, if you will. Because I had to tell people, because our loved ones are this energy. They're materialistic. You know, we're materialistic things down here, so we worry about money, finances, this and that. When we get to their side, we don't worry about any of that stuff. So what happens, we worry about having that connection. So the less that we worry about our loved ones and the less that we worry, you know, are they going to be okay, the more that they come around us and give us the signs and signals, oh, we're going to be okay. They send us signs and signals. They send us smells and they give us feelings because we have to pay attention to these signs and signals. The more that we pay attention to it, the more freely they will come around us, basically. So, and the more that you want it, the less that you're going to get it. Because I tell people, if you're impatient, you're not going to receive it. If you're very patient with the information or with your loved ones coming through, then you receive more. But let it come casually.
There's the key. Let it come casually.
So that's what they say. I learned, basically.
So that, I guess that's one of the key lessons. If we're there too anxious and where is it? Come on. There was that old saying about if you watch water heating, it never seems to come to a boil.
Absolutely.
If you let it get away from it, it heats up quicker.
Oh, definitely. And that's the way it kind of is. Is think about that process. I mean, it comes in a good relevance, if you will. Because, I mean, if you think about it, that's the way our mentality is. It's kind of like boiling water. You know, we stand there and wait. It's not going to boil. But as soon as you walk away, things will happen, basically. It'll start boiling.
Okay. That kind of calls to mind that expression about our spiritual connection to let go and let God. Let some of that spiritual support come through instead of trying to do it all on our own as an individual.
Absolutely, you know, I do feel like God has a huge role in this work. You know, I do come from the background, so I do come from my, you know, religious side of me. So I do feel like God does help me a lot in this work, I mean, extremely. And that's where it comes from. So I don't ever take it for granted. I don't ever abuse it. But I have to understand from my loved ones as a spiritualist, but also from a religious background, I come from that God is always, you know, the number one person He provides. He's the person that gave me this gift. So if I blend those two together, you know, bring spirituality, bring God together, you know, religious together, they will help me both work beautifully together and let me work fullest together. It made me help myself even become a person that I never knew that I was. So this work has changed my whole life, my whole perspective. And so working with God, if you will, and working with loved ones and people I've passed over, has changed my whole perspective of life, if you will.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's to me a thing of beauty, that you're doing this amazing work and you find the divine nature of it and give gratitude to God for blessing you in this. That's beautiful. I want to put out those phone numbers again for people if they want to call in during the program. Toll-free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. In Canada, 888-815-9756. Out of the country, 530-876-3222. And we're listening to a wonderful young gentleman, internationally acclaimed medium, A.J. Barrera. More information available about him on www.ajbarrera, that's ajbarrera.com. Look forward to hearing from listeners. And A.J., now some of the things I guess that people are curious too. If you've been called in to help find people, different kinds of things, can you give a little bit of scope to some of the things that you've been called in to do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things I do is I work with, more so my gifts is with police departments, with missing persons places, or, you know, detective work. I get called in either through phone call, and I've been working on this case out in Sacramento trying to focus on finding the spot he won't. I help find the car, help find the location of the car and where everything is at. Now, the only bad time is that we're trying to find the body. So the thing is, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of work of doing this thing. When I get called in for this work, it's more so, I guess a lesson for myself to understand where my gifts are the strongest. And I understand either it's stronger, either finding things or not finding things. I find that this work is unbelievable, life lessons, basically. So when I get called in from police stations, or I have families come in and they want me to do reading or want me to work on a case or this or that, it's an honor, because I always wanted to work in law enforcement or a firefighter, yet I'm serving but not protecting. So I do see it in a way that I'm still doing the course of work, but in a different format, just as communicating with the dead rather than working with the living. So I see myself as still working with detectives, working in law enforcement, or working with families that need that assistance. And I'm glad to be there to give that assistance to family and friends to help locate their loved ones who are still living or passed over.
Yes. And this is something that you can do at a distance. So it doesn't have to be a local police department then.
Absolutely. You know, all I need rarely is probably just that an article of the person, maybe a wallet or the shoes, and usually they'll send me something so I can hold on to something so I can get the energy throughout the person. And that's what I really need, or two, they'll send me pictures of something. Usually I don't want pictures, because sometimes it tells too much. It kind of dilutes the information for a medium or for myself, because I'm a skeptic, so I don't want any of that stuff. I just want something that I can just fill off and use my energy and work with that energy and direct that energy in a certain way.
Oh, okay. So a minimum of information, just so that you can tune in to the messages you get, rather than to a lot of other facts that may be presented.
Absolutely, because the more information that I have kind of dilutes the information and kind of makes me as a fake, if you will, because it makes me go, well, this kid already had everything. He already has this information. Well, not knowing any of this information, not having any information, makes him more visible, makes him more realistic, makes the experience real for the family, but also real for the detective or the police officer working on the case. So that's what I find so amazing about this work for mediums or psychics that work on cases like this, and I give them hats off to that because it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy to do.
Oh, yeah, I would say. Now, for yourself, I'm just wondering, because you're working with some energies that I guess can be pretty intense. Can you give any insight as to things that you do to help protect yourself? Or is that something that you even consider or concern yourself with?
Absolutely. You know, I always protect myself when I'm doing any show, radio, TV, private readings, wherever I'm at, whenever I'm doing this work, basically, I always protect myself with the white light from the divine and know that it comes from good and help me, give me the information. But I also pray the rosary before I do any show, anything, and I also protect myself. And I also pray to my spirit guides and give them love to my spirit guides and hope and know they'll give me the correct information, help me convey messages correctly, and make me work to my fullest and help me protect myself. Because I try to ground myself through meditation and keep myself grounded, but also keep myself grounded through God as well by praying to God and praying with the rosary bead. And that lets me know that I'm grounded with the spirituality side of me, but also the religion side of me. So I keep prayer and religion and my healthy skepticism side a part of me in a whole bubble, if you will. So I kind of protect myself in a bubble in the white light, if you will, just through meditation and prayer. Yeah.
Sure. Wow. Okay. Do you recommend that to clients or
Absolutely. Absolutely. I recommend meditation for everyone. I mean, if they need a meditation, it's also a stress reliever, if you will. I think meditation is the best thing for anyone to do, either if they want to discover their gift or they want to do, more relaxing and get to discover if they're clairsentient, which is clear feeling, their audio, which is clear hearing, or clairvoyant, which is clear seeing. If they want to discover any of those gifts, they can focus on meditation and also focus on connecting with their spirit guides or connecting with loved ones on their side or connect with their higher self. And that's the best way to do it. But also to ground ourselves through using the chakras, which are the 7 energy points from the spine, the base spine, but all the way to the top of your head. And those are 7 chakras, that go through us. And working with the chakras and working through meditation are the best way through spirituality. But also people that feel like, that have a little bit of fear, to pray to God or have God work with you and pray with you. And basically that's what I do is I pray with God because not that I necessarily fear this work at all, I just fear more so the living, believe it or not, so I don't fear the dead. And people always ask me, do you ever fear the dead? I go, no, I fear the living because they can actually do more harm than dead can. So I do pray to God to help me work through a client and help me give me the best information and channel the best information to provide to my client or to the person and give them the healing and give them the guidance that I can.
Wow. Well, that's great. It's to me, just wonderful. Now, I know I was looking on your website, and there's a section on your website that describes something about jewelry. And I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Well, actually, a dear friend of mine, Louie, had a vision together. I mean, me and her have been working on a couple years, and she became my friend just through a network of people. And, she worked at the WB and here in L.A., and so we got together and we started talking and she did her own jewelry and I told her, you should move forward working on energy, working on, stones and working on full-time on your jewelry. Her name is Christy Nettle and she's the designer of My Little Pretty. Well, My Little Pretty became a thing for me where we discovered, let's make something together. And I literally had a vision. I saw this work on jewelry, saw us doing this thing. So we made this jewelry line called Energy Connections. Well, Energy Connection is made with semi-precious stones and sterling silver with stones that can heal you, give you natural healing as well, and give you energy boost, basically. And for those that say, no, if I wear this jewelry, will it give me great energy of making all energized? Not necessarily. It's just more so everything's one of a kind. Everything's more energetically pure, and we try to give more so healing through that network. And the stone line of Energy Connections just came beautifully together. It came out, and the teamwork that we have together has been awesome. And to see this debut of the energy was just like a wow for me and a wow for her because, I mean, if it wasn't for Christy Nettles, I wouldn't have this line. I wouldn't be doing this line here with her.
Okay. Well, that's good. So we can go on to www.ajbarrera.com and take a look under jewelry and see My Little Pretty. Some unique jewelry designs.
Yeah, you can see all the unique styles. You can also make your own styles as well of the jewelry
AJ?
That you want as well.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Hi, AJ. My name is Rose, and I have some departed loved ones on the other side, and I'd like to know if you can tell me if they're around me and if they might have any messages for me.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing that I do want to bring up for you, Rose, is I definitely have an older female that's 4 for me, and this would be definitely like a mother grandma. An older female.
Oh.
And this would definitely be like a mother or grandma figure who's passed over.
I didn't know my mother's still here, and I never met my grandmother, so I wouldn't recognize them.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. As long as they're passed over, they can still come through. That's all that matters, basically. And I don't know if you know too much about the process, but basically, as long as they're passed over, they can still come through. There's no golden line. There's no red carpet on the other side. If they're passed over, they can still come through.
Okay.
One thing is basically through validation, why they come through, basically. So it's probably just grandma's way of linking it to you. Now, do you know your side of the family pretty well?
My father's family?
No, just your family. Do you know your mom's side of the family pretty well?
Well, my mother's side of the family. I have a brother that passed over like 7 years ago.
Okay, but do you know your mom's side of the family pretty well, though? The reason why I'm asking is because I definitely have this older female, like a grandma figure, who's definitely passed over. So if it's not mom, it's going to be grandma that's passed over, her mother.
I didn't know her.
Okay. One thing, let me just give it to you so I can get it out there before anything else. One thing I have to bring up with her is that I do have to bring up her condition as a breaking down, but I have to bring up more so as a cardio condition, how this happened with her. So it's either going to be like a heart attack or two, like a cardio condition within her blood. So this is how she passed away. And I have to bring up with her, this is a very sudden but not unexpected passing. So I do feel like she had this lengthy pause for a period of time, a cardio condition that was going on with her. So that would be her way of just linking in and letting you know it's me coming through. Now, do you talk to your mom a lot?
No, we haven't talked in a couple of years.
Okay. Usually I tell people when this happens to deliver the message to that person, they'll be able to validate the information and let you know this is how it happened. This is what went down, basically. So just hold on to that information. You can ask one of your family members. Maybe they can validate that, basically. One thing you want to link into was basically the brother who's already passed over. One thing I'm basically bringing up from the brother. Now, the weird part about it now, do you do any writing, because I had to bring up like either language or language arts, but I had to bring up writing definitely for you. Do you do anything of that nature?
No, I don't do any writing, no.
Because I had to write up journalism or writing. I had to bring up something of that nature to keep on going. So if it's drawing, if it's art, because I see a person's hand moving. If it's not you, I have to direct it onto someone who's definitely leaking onto this information. And it's huge, so they're not letting go with this. And this is more so as an inspirational thing, why I have to bring up writing as a big thing for you. Not really for so much of anyone else. Linking onto the brother's information, I don't get to be quite honest, I don't get a strong connection with brother, but I do have to be out with him. I do get this as an event that brought about his passing, not so much of an illness. Does that make sense?
An event? No, it was, I don't know. I mean, he had cancer, so.
Okay. Now, let me describe this better. When I mean event, like, as if, say, for instance, he went into a medical checkup, everything was fine, everything was great. A month down the road, all of a sudden, everything snowballed. He got cancer. Everything went downhill.
Does that make sense? That kind of happened, yeah.
Okay. One thing to definitely let you know, that energy that I get from him, he's making it feel that he doesn't own responsibility. So if you feel like you guys could have prevented it, you could have stopped it, he's, like, laughing about, like, being like, don't worry about me. I'm doing fine on the other side because the whole cancer situation here, don't worry about it because he's absolutely doing fine on the other side. And I don't get so much of a, I'm hurting, I'm in pain, because I can definitely tell you it's just about living life on the other side. But the good part about it is that I had to be with him is that being in and out of consciousness. So is that correct?
Being what, unconscious?
In and out of consciousness.
Yeah, I wasn't with him when he actually passed.
Okay,
so
that's the reason. That would be one reason why he would be bringing that through, because either one, he was in unconsciousness, or two, he was like in a coma, basically. One thing I want to let you know is that definitely he's aware of what went on around him, basically. So the in and out of consciousness situation would basically describe for you that he's aware of what's going on. He's aware of what's going on now. And I'm also supposed to bring it for you as well for the big change that's going on. So I don't know if you're physically moving right now or if you're getting a new position, but I had to make a move for you as a thumbs up situation. Does that make sense?
What kind of a move?
Like a physical move?
Well, we like to move to a different home.
You definitely are going to move. I can definitely let you know you're definitely going to move because I see boxes around you. Usually when I see boxes around people, let us know they're definitely going to have a physical move. So if it's not a job move, like a job location or a promotional raise, it's going to be like a physical move. So you're definitely going to be making a move. But I want to say going into the next year, I definitely see the process of things going into, going around September, October, where things are starting to be taking place for you as making a transition to a new house, a new condo, a new home, because you see as a thumbs up situation and financially things moving forward with you as well.
Mm-hmm. You see us moving in September or October of 07, or did you say 08?
No, 07, where I see things moving. I don't see the move. I don't actually see physically moving till of next year, though. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
I do see things on the roll about September, October, where things are going to start rolling for you guys, where everything's going to start taking a roll. Oh, we're going to look here, we're going to buy this house here, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But until next year, I actually see the big move happening for you guys. It's a thumbs-up situation here.
Mm-hmm. Do you see us selling our business soon? Because we're trying to sell our business.
To be quite honest, the only move I would see you is the physical move. So I wouldn't say the business is not selling anytime soon. I don't see you guys selling the business right now. Right now, I just see it on your hands because it's going to be a lengthy process what's going on with the business. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry. I didn't get that. What was that?
Has this been a lengthy process of you selling the business already?
We've been wanting to, but we just put it on the market just recently.
Okay. I don't see it selling. Like I said, I had to bring up lengthy process because I don't see it happening like next month or 2 months down the road. I had to bring it within a couple months. I do believe by the end of this year, absolutely, but I don't want to stretch myself too thin. I don't want to give exactly, say, November and doesn't sell until next year or something because I definitely have to bring up this year would definitely sell because I do feel like thumbs up is a good situation that's moving forward for you. So I don't see so much negativity around you, so much of a pull down or financial pull down with you. I just see things are moving freely with you, if you will.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much for taking the time to take my call.
Not a problem.
You're welcome, Rose.
Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, thank you, AJ. I'm excited. We're getting down here to the end of the hour, and I want to make a quick mention to you, AJ, that as a thank you for what you've done, I would love to make a gift to you. There's an item that on advancedliving.com, my website, if people have seen the movie The Secret, Reverend Michael Beckwith, there's a testimonial letter from him on my website about this comfort clock and these shields that I offer for energy protection and for helping me, and I'll be able to share this, of course, with my brother, which I know will help us to come closer together to hear this information that you shared. I'd like to make a gift to you of one of those comfort clocks, and I'll get a mailing address and everything through email to send that out to you, but that's an item that, or if you've heard of Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul people.
Absolutely.
He's another one, and you may have heard of Carolyn Sutherland. She's a medical intuitive out of Canada, and a letter from her is also on my website about this equipment and these quantum products. So it just gives me a chance to say a big thank you to you, AJ, and to invite my listeners to go visit your website, ajbarrera.com, and get a closer view of what you do and have an opportunity to avail themselves to your services. I know you've touched my heart today, and I know you've helped Rose and so many others as I look and read testimonials. So I think the world is blessed that a young man like yourself is here helping not only other of the Indigo children, but helping us to connect to those on the other side. Any last message and saying goodbye to our listeners before we wrap up for the day?
Yeah, definitely. I would like for the listeners, I like for you as well, I mean, to take life as it is, basically, and live in the moment. Live life the way it should be given to you. So if we're projecting this negative feeling out to, you know, oh, I'm not going to get this job or things aren't going to go well, that's what kind of energy you're going to project out there. So one way to put it out there is project positive thoughts. Project it out to the universe and ask the universe to give you what you need and what you want. I also want people to connect with their loved ones and their spirit guides, if you will, and to connect with that higher self, to let them know that whatever you project out there, they're going to help us. They're not going to do the work for us. They're going to lead us to the right direction. So just know that you're protected in the love and light, as long as you understand how spirituality and religion blend, and they blend beautifully together if you just understand them both.
Mm. Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you, AJ. Thank you so much, beloved listeners. And AJ, I just call forth a blessing from the divine, from God's mighty power, that our lives are blessed, the week ahead is blessed, and I wish you well in your work. And beloved listeners, I invite you to visit advancedliving.com and to tune in next week when Mahmoud Valmohamed, that is an amazing gentleman that will share with us about the art of happy life. And in the meantime, AJ, blessings to you, beloved listeners, a blessed, happy week, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday for more advanced living. Thank you, and God bless. And goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Let go.